If you're among the millions struggling with peripheral neuropathy, I ask you to listen up. Hi, this is Marty Terrell from Sports Overnight America here on Sports Byline Broadcast. As you heard me say, peripheral neuropathy, I've struggled with it. It's annoying. And if untreated, it can really cause some health problems. Now, the bottom line is I reached out to Innovative Wellness, Christy and Andrew Steiger in particular, at InnovativeWellness.Center of Clive, Iowa. They're now gaining clients from all over the Midwest because shockwave therapy, which they prescribed for me, and I did it in a consistent fashion, I got appreciable, verifiable results. Life is better. InnovativeWellness.Center. Peripheral neuropathy is very annoying and can be very, very serious if left untreated. Check it out. InnovativeWellness.Center. Christy Steiger, Andrew Steiger, InnovativeWellness.Center.
Welcome to Bassmaster Radio, presented by Phoenix Boats, the show for fishermen by fishermen. Today's show is brought to you by Rapella, 13 Fishing, Omnia Fishing, and Visit Anderson, South Carolina. Now, here's your host, lifetime bass member, Tom Abraham.
Welcome to this week's episode of Phoenix Boats Bassmaster Radio on the Sports Byline USA Network and other fine stations around the country. I am Tom Abraham, your guide for the next hour as we feature the Bassmaster Elite Series and those looking to get into that exclusive group through the St. Croix Bassmaster Open Series and the up-and-comers on the Strike King Bassmaster College Series and tens of thousands of Bass Nation anglers around the country competing on the local level, all with a chance to advance to the big leagues of professional fishing. The Bass Nation operates youth, high school, and college programs, including a Junior Bassmaster Championship, High School National Championship, a College National Championship, and a college bracket event that leads to a Bassmaster Classic berth. The Bass Nation is at the grassroots of who we are. And for more information on how to become a member or to start a Bass Nation club, visit Bassmaster.com, click on the Tournament tab, and select Nation. And to join the hundreds of thousands of members of Bass, just click on the Membership tab. BASS members enjoy Bassmaster Magazine and exclusive access at Bassmaster.com. Now, the best way to communicate with the show is to visit our Facebook fan page at Facebook.com/BASS or on Twitter at Bassmaster. You can also listen to all the shows at Bassmaster.com/radio or just hit the Anglers tab at Bassmaster.com and click on Bassmaster Radio. Our first cast segment of the show is brought to you by 13 Fishing, and we have a great deal for you right now. The Gerald Swindle Design Meta Series Rods and Inception G2 Reels are available at Rapala.com, along with all their other great products. And for a limited time, you could get 20% off your entire order by using the discount code BASSRADIO20. That's BASSRADIO20 only at Rapala.com. Now, I fish these rods and reels, and I fish all the Rapala products, and I could not be happier. Get 20% off with the code BASSRADIO20 on everything at Rapala.com. Joey Cifuentes had a tremendous debut season on the Elites last year, winning twice and finishing fifth in the AOI point standings. This year, it's been a rough go, but he heads up north where he was very strong last season. But wait until you hear what happened to him at Smith Lake last month. EQ angler Tucker Smith out of Auburn is sitting in fourth in the standings and closing in on an elite berth. He's on today as well. And we're going to get things going with the always entertaining Chris Zeldane solidly in 17th in the AOI rankings with the Northern Swing coming. So sit back, grab a cup of coffee, and enjoy this week's episode of Phoenix Boats Bassmaster Radio.
Rapala is one of the most respected names in all of the fishing industry. The finest balsa wood baits with the best action, the DT series, the Brat Squarebills, and the Shad Wrap are all legendary. But did you know that Rapala also makes high-quality rain gear and every kind of fishing accessory you can imagine? Plus, under the Rapala family of brands, you'll find VMC hooks and terminal tackle, Suffix mono, fluoro, and braided lines, Terminator spinnerbaits, jigs, and frogs, plus the Storm Arashi line of baits. Learn more at Rapala.com. That's Rapala.com, and start catching more fish.
Hey gang, Tom Abraham here for my friends at 13 Fishing. I can't tell you how excited I was to learn that two-time Bassmaster Angler of the Year Gerald Swindle had teamed up with the crew at 13 Fishing to build the ultimate rod and reel series that combines quality with a price point that works for all. And right now we have a tremendous deal for you. The new Meta Series Rods and Inception G2 Reels are available at 13fishing.com, and for a limited time you can get 20% off your entire order by using the discount code BASSRADIO20. That's BASSRADIO20 only at 13fishing.com.
At Phoenix Boats, everyone has a passion for bass fishing. From the founder and Elite Series pro Gary Klaus, down to the guy who affixes the final decal. Gary says, this passion has shaped our lives and it has brought about many of the fishing features that you see on the Phoenix today. Our goal is to make every boat that goes out the door the best fishing platform it can be in both design and construction for our customers. When I toured the plant, it was clear that Phoenix uses only the highest quality materials and that the craftsmanship was second to none. I'm Tom Abraham, and I too run a Phoenix boat, and am extremely proud to carry the Phoenix logo on my gear. I've known Gary Klaus since he started the company, and what he, Teresa Johnson, and the rest of the team at Phoenix Boats have created is truly remarkable. The highest quality boats, built by anglers, for anglers. This isn't just a saying, it's a passion at Phoenix. View the entire lineup at phoenixboats.com and get started on yours today. Take it from me, it's time to experience the Phoenix difference.
There's so much to do, see, and experience in Anderson, South Carolina. Plan your next outdoor adventure with a visit to Lake Hartwell, boating, fishing, hike and bike the nearby trails, experience some history, and after, enjoy the numerous restaurants, shops, and experiences Anderson has to offer. Visit Green Pond Landing right there on Lake Hartwell, perfect launch point for pleasure boating, fishing, kayaking, or just a nice walk beside the water. Come see why Anderson is called South Carolina's bright spot. Check it out at visitanderson.com. That's visitanderson.com.
Get more out of your BASS membership. The new members-only section of Bassmaster.com gives exclusive how-to tips from the world's best bass anglers, tournament video archives from past decades, an historic library of features from Bassmaster magazine, and members-only brand discounts to save you money. Already a member? Current members get all this by logging in at Bassmaster.com/membership. Not a member? Don't miss out. Scan the QR code and join today. And we'll even throw in some free gifts.
Welcome back to Phoenix Boats Bassmaster Radio. Now, here's your host, Tom Abraham.
And welcome back, Phoenix Boats Bassmaster Radio. And as I said in the open, we're going to jump right into it with the very entertaining Chris Zeldane, who has had a great bounce back season after missing the Classic last year, you know, with the Classic being right there in his hometown, just outside of Fort Worth at Ray Roberts. He wasn't going to take any chances this year, and he's solidly in 17th place, heading north where he did very well last year, and he joins us now on the VMC Hook. Chris, welcome back to the show, man. How are you?
Pleasure being on Bassmaster Radio, man. I love this show, and I am currently driving through Fort Worth right now.
Nice.
And as a matter of fact, later today we have a meeting with Visit Fort Worth. You know, the ladies and gentlemen that work over there, they do a phenomenal job at hosting an event like the Bassmaster Classic, and you mentioned it. I mean, Fort Worth, if you have never been, you guys need to book your tickets and stay downtown Fort Worth, because Fort Worth is a very, very cool town, a lot of history, and it's just big enough but just small enough to host the Bassmaster Classic. So it's going to be a good one, and you bet, you absolutely bet, I have tried my hardest to stay in that Classic cut line this year, and sitting 17th in points heading north. I like my chances for making the Classic here in my hometown.
No, great shot at it. And I was at, I spent a little too much time in DFW. I must admit, I was in Dallas last week for SEC Media Days for my job with ESPN and ESPN Radio. And I got caught in that IT shutdown, that global IT shutdown. I was in DFW on a 5 a.m. flight and ended up 20 hours at DFW. So I got to learn everything about the airport. Anyway, right there at Dallas-Fort Worth International. But, yeah, that is a beautiful place.
Hopefully right before the Classic, there's no IT hiccups, and everyone could fly in and fly out of DFW, no problem. That's the beauty of Dallas-Fort Worth, international flights, domestic flights. We welcome it all. So if you're from Japan, Canada, whatever, and you're a bass fishing fan, the Classic in Fort Worth is going to be an absolute monster. And, hey, look, Ray Roberts, I was just out there a couple nights ago, hopped in a little Tuesday night tournament, and, dude, we won the tournament. And then myself, my camera guy, we won the little Tuesday night tournament with just two fish, a 7-pounder and a like 6 3/4-pounder. And there are so many big fish in Lake Ray Roberts. And hey, that was in July.
Yeah, that's right.
We go there in March and you guys are in for a treat. There are going to be several 30-plus pound bags weighed in over the course of 3 days in the Classic in March.
been a very steady season for you. You have made the Saturday cut 5 out of the 7 events. You made checks in the other 2 events as well, so you've cashed in every single event. And it's been a kind of a quiet year. We haven't seen you on a top 10, championship Sunday. Yep. But you have been very solid in every event. And lo and behold, that lands you in 17th place. So it's been – and you're going to a place, a couple of places in Champlain and the St. Lawrence River, where last year you had very nice tournaments as well at the end of the season. So this is this bodes well for you.
Yeah, absolutely. Both Lake Champlain and the St. Lawrence River have had several top tens in those events. But these prior tournaments leading up to this point of this season, it's really strange, Tom. And we talked about this off the air. This year I've just been hanging out in the 20s and 30s, just an okay year. But I'll tell you what, like compared to last year, every time I come into weigh-in, I assess my day. It seems like this year has been, I feel like I've done better than average. And when I come into weigh-ins, I'm sitting there in 20th and 30th, and that just shows you how good these guys are. And it gets stronger and stronger each and every year. Now, I'm 13 years into the Elite Series, and I'm telling you, the landscape has changed. Like, the guys coming up, the one-year guys, the two-year guys, these guys are absolutely hammers. And if I want to make a top 10, I haven't in about a year and a half. I haven't made a top 10 in a year and a half. And if I want to make a top 10 in these next 2 tournaments, I'm going to have to fish well above average. And I like these 2 places we're going to. And that Angler of the Year race is going to be a lot of fun to watch. I'm pretty much out of it for an AOY, but 17th place. Again, that classic cut line is the only thing I'm looking at this point.
Yeah, but this thing is so tough, year in and year out. Now, later on, Joey Cifuentes is coming up. That dude won 2 blue trophies last year and was 5th in the AOY. He's 102nd this year. You know what I mean? That's a second-year guy. He's a great fisherman, but that's how competitive this is and how in a blink of an eye it can go bad for you.
Yeah, no, and that sophomore slump thing, that is a real thing. It doesn't matter if it's baseball, hockey, football, whatever it is. That second year, you kind of get this sense of, I talk to Joey on and off the water every now and then, and I can't speak for him, but for an excellent angler like that to win 2 in his rookie season and go into a sophomore slump like this, you kind of get a sense of complacency a little bit. And again, going back to the competition, the 99 other guys, 102 other guys, whatever it is, these guys are out for blood each and every day. So that sense of complacency you get as a sophomore, you really have to push that away.
Yeah, Bass Pro Shops Pro Chris Zeldane with us here. All right, Chris, you opened a lot of people's eyes early in the season with a video you shot walking around other elite boats and talking to guys about how many forward-facing sonar transducers they had on their boat, and it was shocking, really, to be honest with you. I know that Bass said that they were going to evaluate some things this year and then maybe make some changes for next year. What do you see? What do you think is fair? And what do you see on the horizon?
Yeah, no, and what I'm about to say isn't confidential, really. It's going to come out at some point, but we actually just got an email yesterday from our tournament director, Lisa Talmadge, right before the next tournament, and it is my understanding that they have come to a decision on whether to get rid of forward-facing sonar, limit forward-facing sonar, or leaving things as is. So they've come up with a decision. We're going to hear about it next week, and you guys will hear about it soon. Hey, look, there's no doubt that, this is the biggest debate going on in bass fishing. It's been that way for the last 3 years. But whether you're for it, whether you're against it, after watching that little video we did at the start of the season, some of these setups, man, 15 grand, 20 grand. One guy had a $40,000 rig and just electronics. Where do you draw the line? Yeah. And that is a heck of a decision for Lisa Talmadge and Chase Anderson's team to figure out. And me personally, I was really, really, really against it because I'm a natural instinctual fisherman. But I will say these last 3 tournaments, just about every single one of my fish I weighed in on that Elite Series stage has come off forward-facing sonar. So I am still kind of in the middle on the fence about it. I could go either way on it. But I know, 15 and 20-year guys that want it completely gone. I know 1 and 2-year guys that say, hey, I need this to compete, you know, so where do you draw the line? I wouldn't want to make that decision, but we're going to hear what the actual, you know, final decision is here just in a couple weeks.
Well, it's going to be very interesting to see which way they go. I know a couple of guys, including Brandon Cobb, said to me, you know, why not four tournaments without it and five tournaments with it so that you got to use versatility, you know what I mean, a scenario like that.
I like and, that.
So,
meet in the middle. I would love that.
Yeah, that'd be kind of an interesting deal. All right, heading north in our last minute here, just your thoughts about Champlain and this time going out of, you know, Waddington up the river. Is it just a longer boat ride for you out to the lake, or do you think you'll do some river fishing?
Yeah, so real quick on Champlain, we saw what Fujita did last year. Very interesting. I was fishing around that guy last year, and he won the tournament. And again, forward-facing sonar is going to absolutely dominate this tournament. So, you know, for the fan, for the viewer, you already know how this is going to play. You just, as an angler, have to be, you know, the best at it that week. So a lot of screen time for sure, but the St. Lawrence River going out of Waddington this year. Hey, look, I make that run out to the lake each and every year. I trust my equipment, my Mercury outboard. I trust that Nitro Z21 XL to drive me 75 miles from Waddington out into the lake and to get back safely. And I plan on doing the same thing here.
Nice.
This year. So a strong finish, 17th place in points right now. And as we leave the north and wrap up the season, hopefully I'm in that top five, if not the top 10 in points, and solidify that classic seed.
Chris Zeldane has been our guest. Chris, always a pleasure, man. Love talking to you. And good luck up there. Be safe.
Yes, sir, Tom. Thank you guys for listening. Appreciate you.
All right, that's Chris Zeldane. It's always good. All right, another Bass Pro Shops pro is Tucker Smith. He's next right here on Phoenix Boats Bassmaster Radio on the Bassmaster Radio Network.
Hey there, fellow travelers. It's me, the Hotel Wiz. Before you go anywhere, call me day or night for hotel rates too low to publish. I'll save you up to 75% on over 500,000 hotels across the globe. You see, I've already done the research, so you don't have to spend time online trying to find the best deal. That's up to 75% off. Just call me, the Hotel Wiz. It's a free call, and you get instant access to rates too low to publish with no cancellation fees.
Make a free call now and save up to 75% off your hotel rooms the next time you're going somewhere for business or pleasure. Call the Hotel Wiz now and get instant access to rates too low to publish. 800-586-7112. 800-586-7112. 800-586-7112. Call the Hotel Wiz right now for rates too low to publish at 800-586-7112.
At Phoenix Boats, everyone has a passion for bass fishing. From the founder and Elite Series pro Gary Klaus, down to the guy who affixes the final decal. Gary says, this passion has shaped our lives and it has brought about many of the fishing features that you see on the Phoenix today. Our goal is to make every boat that goes out the door the best fishing platform it can be in both design and construction for our customers. When I toured the plant, it was clear that Phoenix uses only the highest quality materials and that the craftsmanship was second to none. I'm Tom Abraham, and I too run a Phoenix boat and am extremely proud to carry the Phoenix logo on my gear. I've known Gary Klaus since he started the company, and what he, Teresa Johnson, and the rest of the team at Phoenix Boats have created is truly remarkable. The highest quality boats, built by anglers, for anglers. This isn't just a saying, it's a passion at Phoenix. View the entire lineup at phoenixboats.com and get started on yours today. Take it from me, it's time to experience the Phoenix difference.
If you're struggling to keep up with conversations, avoiding restaurants because you can't understand the waiter, if you've got the TV volume way up, then you really need these. These tiny but powerful little hearing aids are the Nano CIC rechargeable. Priced at only $297 for a full pair. And no, these are not simply amplifiers. These are ultra high quality, ultra reliable hearing aids, priced thousands less than other hearing aids. They fit right in your ear. Nothing shows on the back of your ear. And at only $297 for a full pair. When you order today, Nano will give you a 45-day money-back guarantee. Order right now and Nano will give you a free portable charging case and even ship them to you for free. Here's the number. Call now.
800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. That's 800-278-1738.
Welcome back to Phoenix Boats Bassmaster Radio. Now, here's your host, Tom Abraham.
And welcome back to Phoenix Boats Bassmaster Radio. This segment of the show is brought to you by Visit Anderson in the Lake Hartwall area and visitanderson.com, Anderson, South Carolina. Just absolutely gorgeous there. And, of course, Lake Hartwall will be hosting the final St. Croix Bassmaster Open of the season. This is the one that the nine new elites will be crowned at. And one of those nine new elites could be Tucker Smith. He is sitting in fourth, former Auburn fisherman. It is fourth place now in the standings. And he and Logan Parks did some real damage together for Auburn. And then they also won the U.S. Open, the Bass Pro Shops U.S. Open. That was a cool $1 million, and on top of the cash, a boat and a truck for each of them. And that kind of got things really kicked off for these guys. But Tucker Smith joins us now on the VMC Hook. Tuck, welcome back to the show. How are you?
I'm good. Thank you for having me.
I appreciate you joining us. Seems like it's been a minute now since you and Logan won that $1 million, right?
It's been a little bit. It's been a couple years, yes, sir.
Talk to me about watching him do what he's doing on the elites as a rookie and seeing him make it last year through the EQs. You kind of have, dipped your toe in the water the last few years with the Opens, this year going all in with the elites, with the EQs. But what's it been like following his career, and how often do you guys talk?
Yes, sir. It's awesome. You're watching him. I've been trying to, kind of replicate the path that he did. And it's been really cool to watch him do what he's been doing. He made a top 10 at Lake Wheeler. That was really cool to watch. And yeah, we talk often, and it's really cool to see a guy that you're super close with to make it like that. So that's what I'm trying to do as well.
It'd be interesting if you do go ahead and finish this deal off and make it, and then there'll be that little bro competition, I would think, to see who finishes ahead of who in the points, next year, right? I mean, it's friendly competitors, if you will.
Yeah, that would be really cool, fishing side by side. I think that, that's the ultimate goal, is just to make it there. But yeah, then if I do end up making it there, being able to have that friendly competition would definitely be fun.
Why did you feel this was the year to go all in with the EQs? Why didn't you do it last year?
Man, I was really wanting to, focus in a lot. Last year I fished a lot of different circuits, college fishing, a couple different trails of that. And I really just had a lot on my plate. So I wanted to focus and spend a whole year just kind of focusing on the Opens and putting all my efforts into one area and taking my time and practicing well and doing a little bit of pre-practice and stuff. So I felt like this year was the best year to go all for it.
And you have gone all for it this year, starting out at Okeechobee. I was in that tournament as well as a co-angler and watched you with amazement do the damage you did up in the canal, really, right? I mean, you were not out in the main area, out in, where Harney Pond or any of the places like that where a lot of other people were. You were kind of up the canal a ways, weren't you?
Yes, sir. I tried to get away from the crowd and find some fish, away from everybody. That's the thing. It seemed like Okeechobee fished, it's a giant lake, but it seemed like it fished pretty small with the way that those fish were traveling around in giant schools on specific flats. It seemed like everybody had, kind of pinpointed those areas and were just kind of doing a little bit of bumper boat. So I decided to go somewhere away from everybody else and ended up stumbling on some and ended up catching them. So it was a really fun event.
Tucker Smith with us, EQ Pro, that's zeroing in on making the elites and being a rookie next year. And you turn around, you're 33rd at Ojeda, and then, it all, the wheels kind of come off a little bit at Santee Cooper. If you're just like in the top, 100 at Santee Cooper, you're leading this thing, right? I mean, you come out of Santee Cooper, fishing great, but you must have been, that must have rocked you a little bit when you come out of there with 144th place finish in that deal.
Yeah, that one was a heartbreaker. It was just one of those tournaments where everything just kind of fell apart, and I had a game plan going into it, and it ended up not working out, and the fish ended up leaving me and going up to the bank to spawn, and I tried to adjust, but the areas that I went to and tried to adjust were obviously not the right areas for those big ones. But, I really wish I could redo that tournament, but, you know, you can't go back in time. So I just had to put my head down and fish super hard for the rest of the year because I knew that I needed to, you know, do really well to even get back up and have a chance. So I really have been trying my best to do the best that I can and catch as many big ones. So it's been fun. It's been fun and it's been tough, but I've spent a lot of time and done a lot of practice and keeping my head down.
Yeah, and before Hot Springs, Arkansas gets after me, Ouachita, right? I mean, that's how you say it. Right? I always say it wrong. But so you turn around. I could say Logan Martin. You turn around second at Logan Martin, right there in the backyard of, you know, body of water that you know really well. But then it's Eufaula in Oklahoma, 16th there, 15th on the smallmouth at Lake St. Clair. I mean, you came back with a vengeance and have been on a roll the last three events. Just talk about your confidence right now with three to go.
Yeah, man, it's been good. I've gotten really blessed the last few tournaments. It's Logan Martin was really, I needed that tournament really bad. It got my confidence back up and it got me back on the roll that I needed. And spent a lot of time out there growing up, and it was cool that we ended up having a tournament there and was able to, you know, be in contention to win. Was awesome. But yeah, the last two, I've really just kind of stepped back and just tried to have fun fishing and not think about it too much. I mean, Oklahoma, I had some big fish come off, and you know, I really just kept my head down. Even early in the morning, the first day, I lost like a 5-pounder, and it was just not looking good, and ended up just fishing hard and ended up stumbling on some fish that ended up catching and having a good tournament. So it's just honestly, from now, it's been keeping my head down and running as many good places as I can and eventually hopefully landing on some fish, and it's been working out.
Yeah, Bass Pro Shops Pro Tucker Smith with us here. All right, so now you head north for two, Leech Lake and the Mississippi River out of La Crosse, Wisconsin. But these are grassy places. You're a good grass fisherman. I know I've seen the damage that you do on Gunnersville. And so I would imagine, I don't know if you've ever been up there before in any of the tournaments that you have fished in the past, but northern waters that kind of fish a little bit like Gunnersville, a little bit so like the some of the southern waters that you fish.
Yeah, I've never been to I went to Leech Lake and I pre-practiced a little bit. It's kind of strange. I haven't ever fished anything really like it. But I mean, it's definitely going to be a fun event. La Crosse, I've never been there either, so
yeah.
I'm looking forward to just trying some new water. I like going to new places and not having any experience because you don't have any history. And sometimes that history hurts you, you know, so it's cool to be able to go to a place and just try to figure it out the way that they're biting that weed.
Yeah, and you do have some history at Anderson. I mean, they host so many events there, college events. You fished there as well in the 2022 Southern Open. You fished there, finished 23rd. That was a good finish as well. So how much are you, how much are you watching the numbers here, the map? Because, yeah, you know, you're in fourth place, but you're not that far off of the lead. I mean, you know, it's within 40 points of the lead. But on the other hand, these guys are right hot on your tail as well. I mean, you're just a point ahead of Jack York, I think, or a couple of points ahead of Jack York and a couple other guys that are pretty close. So how much are you looking at the numbers?
I'm not looking at them really much at all, to be honest. I'm just trying to keep my head down and fish as hard as I can. You know, all these guys are so good that fish these tournaments. And if you spend a lot of time looking at the numbers and you get stressed out and thinking about all the people that are behind you, because they're all good and they all have, you know, the ability to make the Elite Series. So it's really, I've just been not looking at it, fishing as hard as I can and seeing where it all falls. I heard, you know, I watched a podcast. I think it was, I don't know when it was, but Brandon Polnick was on it, and he was talking about the year that he won AOI. He's just saying, you know, I never look at the numbers. I never look at where I'm at in the standing. I just went out and tried to win and catch the biggest fish that I could every tournament, and ended up winning AOI. So that's kind of the same mentality I'm trying to have.
Yeah, that's always with him. He's freaky about that. Every time I, like, if I have him on the show when he's doing good and he's up there, and I'm like, well, you're saying you're in. And he'll be like, la, 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 la. I don't want to hear the number. Yeah. He claims he never, ever looks at the numbers. He almost blew that last one, but he ended up getting a victory there. All right, before I let you go, you were at ICAST. And talk to me about this. Their zigzag thing that came out. That's a weird. That was one of the different looking lures that we've seen, and it works with a topwater. Tell me about that thing.
Yeah, Bill Lewis came out with it this year. It's called the zigzag, but it's basically a. It basically goes in front of a topwater walking bait, and it's pretty cool. Like it's kind of like a little bait fish almost. And when you put it in front of a spook and you throw a spook and start working, it looks like that little bait fish is actually running from a bigger bait fish or a bigger game fish. So it really attracts fish. And I've thrown it a little bit, on some of those herring lakes, Lanier and Hartwell, and it's a really cool bait. So if some of y'all haven't tried it, you definitely need to check it out, because especially like in the fall and stuff, when they're chasing smaller bait fish, they'll sometimes eat that over the actual spook because they're chasing super small stuff. So it's really cool.
And it doesn't, does it sink? Does it pull a spook down at all? Or is it floating? What's no, the deal with it?
It's a floating bait. Okay. So it basically just kind of moves side to side with the spook, and it catches some fish for sure.
It's an interesting looking bait. I got to be honest with you. It is something. Tucker Smith has been our guest. Tuck, I appreciate you so much. Wish you the best of luck the rest of the way. Go get him, and we'll see you at Harwell.
Yes, sir. Thank you for having me.
All right, thank you. Been hearing about this kid for a long time. His grandmother is real good friends with my uncle in North Carolina, and my uncle is always asking me about him. I've been hearing about him for years, and he is on the cusp. He's going to make it. He's going to make it. He's on the cusp of making it to the elites, and then we'll see what happens when he gets out there. All right, we'll get a break in here. When we come back, how about a little conversation with Joey Cifuentes? He's got a story that you won't believe. Next on Phoenix Boats Bassmaster Radio on the Bassmaster Radio Network.
Guess what, people? Wendy's has new saucy nugs. You heard me. Wendy's nugs now come in 7 saucy flavors. Buffalo, honey barbecue, garlic parm, spicy ghost pepper. You can literally hear your taste buds after every bite. I'm serious. Listen to mine. Okay, that's just me playing with sound effects, but you get the idea. For a whole new way to nug, gotta be Wendy's.
At participating U.S. Wendy's.
If there's one sale I'm always going to shop, it's Kohl's Friends and Family Sale. I just saved an extra 25% because I spent $75. But even if you spend less, you can still save with 20%. And Kohl's has everything you need for summer fun. I got a dress for myself, a polo for my husband, and a ninja creamy that we can't wait to use. Oh, plus, I earned Kohl's cash, and it's a sales tax holiday in Tennessee. Ah, Kohl's. You never fail me. Select styles. Some exclusions apply. Offer ends July 28th. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
Get more out of your BASS membership. The new members-only section of Bassmaster.com gives exclusive how-to tips from the world's best bass anglers, tournament video archives from past decades, an historic library of features from Bassmaster magazine, and members-only brand discounts to save you money. Already a member? Current members get all this by logging in at Bassmaster.com/membership. Not a member? Don't miss out. Scan the QR code and join today. And we'll even throw in some free gifts.
Rapala is one of the most respected names in all of the fishing industry. The finest balsa wood baits with the best action, the DT series, the Brat Squarebills, and the Shad Wrap are all legendary. But did you know that Rapala also makes high-quality rain gear and every kind of fishing accessory you can imagine? Plus, under the Rapala family of brands, you'll find VMC hooks and terminal tackle, Suffix mono, fluoro, and braided lines, Terminator spinnerbaits, jigs, and frogs, plus the Storm Arashi line of baits. Learn more at Rapala.com. That's Rapala.com, and start catching more fish.
There's so much to do, see, and experience in Anderson, South Carolina. Plan your next outdoor adventure with a visit to Lake Hartwell, boating, fishing, hike and bike the nearby trails, experience some history, and after, enjoy the numerous restaurants, shops, and experiences Anderson has to offer. Visit Green Pond Landing right there on Lake Hartwell, perfect launch point for pleasure boating, fishing, kayaking, or just a nice walk beside the water. Come see why Anderson is called South Carolina's bright spot. Check it out at visitanderson.com. That's visitanderson.com.
Total Wireless is made to totally keep up with you. We now have unlimited data that never slows you down. Covered by the Verizon 5G network. And for less than $30 a month, we make your phone your ride or die. Turn up. Switch now and pick a free 5G phone with qualified plan purchase. And your fourth line at no additional cost. Visit your local Total Wireless store today. Total Wireless, we're totally with you. Actual speeds may vary by location. For data management practices, see TotalWireless.com.
Welcome back to Phoenix Boats Bassmaster Radio. Now, here's your host, Tom Abraham.
And welcome back, Phoenix Boats Bassmaster Radio. And speaking of Phoenix Boats, let's talk to a Phoenix pro that, look, Joey Cifuentes showed up last year as a rookie on the Elite Series and ended up fifth in the AOI. He won two tournaments. You know how many guys have been fishing this thing for 20 years, don't have the blue trophy yet. This dude won two tournaments. The cowboy was just out of control. Thought he was going to almost win the AOI last year. And this year, well, it's been the exact opposite. It's been kind of a miserable year for him, and epitomized by an event that took place on Smith Lake. And Joey joins us now on the VMC hook. Joey, welcome to the show, man. How are you?
Man, I'm doing good. I appreciate you having me on.
They say if you don't laugh, you cry, right? I mean, and last year you must have thought, oh, this is easy, man. I just come out, win a couple of tournaments, win about 250 grand, no problem. And boy, this year your fortunes just kind of went in the other direction.
Yeah, you know, I mean, prior to last year, I'd fished tournaments and had ups and downs, and like, so I knew last year was just a phenomenal year, and it's going to be hard to beat a year like that. But to turn around this year and just have just really honestly just kind of some of the worst luck I've had, and things to be in the complete opposite direction, yeah, has been disappointing. But you know, that's like I said so many times, it's sometimes it's fishing, and you have ups and downs in life and in your business and whatnot. And you just push through them, and things will get better.
Do you take inventory and try to figure out, like, you know, last year you were always finishing high. Not only were you winning tournaments, you were finishing in the top 20, top 25, making a weekend, doing all that stuff at the Open at Bugs Island. You were sixth, you know, against 200 guys, and it just seemed to be clicking. This year, you get this little break here now before the final two events up north. Do you kind of take inventory and say, okay, how do I figure out a way to finish 30th when I go bad? You know, when it's not right, when I can just get out of there with a 30th or a 35th, or maybe I just make the cut, you know, make a Saturday cut, something like that. Because it does seem to be a little bit of all or nothing for you.
Yeah, and I really think this year, since I've had such a great year last year, that I've really tried to go all or nothing. I don't fish around other guys or places that are historically good. I kind of want to try and go find something different, just because I had so much success with it last year, and you know, winning a few tournaments kind of away from people doing different stuff. And so I think that's such a rare thing to find. And I've pushed that so much, the envelope on that so much this year, trying to get that figured out. And it just hasn't happened. So, but to be honest with you, I can win the last tournament and make the Classic.
Yeah.
My Classic chances are pretty well, you know, probably not going to happen. So for the most part, so like, I'm actually going to fish these tournaments just like I have, you know, pretty much all year, to be honest with you. I'm going to try and look for something out of the box. Now, I know I feel way more comfortable with these two lakes coming up, because I've fished them every year for the past 7 years. So, like, I know them really well, and I think I can still do well enough to make cuts and make top tens, but I'm still going to be pushing to try and find something different to have a chance at winning.
Joey Cifuentes with us here. We're going to talk about those two events coming up here in a moment. But this is just to epitomize the type of year it's been. I mean, sometimes you just shake your head. You had an event happen at Smith Lake where a spot jumped out of your very well aerated Phoenix boat live well and cleared everything. I mean, we got the Summer Olympics coming up. I mean, this spot could have gotten a 9 from the judges on diving. Talk about what happened there, and then what happened next, because it's a fascinating story.
Yeah. So, yeah, this old spotted bass that was in my live well, yeah, he could have been in the Olympics for sure. But it was day two. I had four fish in my live well. My biggest fish at the time was 2.5 pounder that I had. I have all my fish on cold tags. I caught my fifth keeper. I opened my live well lid, and that fish jumped completely out of the boat into the water. And so naturally, I got that other fish put in my live well. I followed the fish around on live scope. I could see him on live scope. Could see the cold tag.
That's amazing.
And
you could see and the tag sticking
every
out.
Time that yeah, every time that fish would come up, because it would dig down really deep, and it would start to come back up real slow to the surface because there's a little bit of flotation to those cold tags. And the fish was wore out. I mean, it was, you know, the water's hot. Like, these fish are, most of them are in pretty poor shape anyway. And they came up, and I went to go grab it. And when I did, I got close to it in the boat. It would just go down again. It did that a couple times. Finally, I decided that I was going to try and snag my cold tag because I couldn't get close to the fish. Well, I did. I threw a topwater out there, a Berkeley Cane Walker, and I snagged that cold tag. I brought the fish into the boat, flipped it up in the boat. And I had a marshal with me, and he talked about it, and he said, man, I think you ought to call the tournament directors. I did, and they ended up making me throw the fish back, unfortunately. Mm-hmm. I mean, it was mine. I had caught it. There's no rule whatsoever that says anything about that particular situation happening, but they applied it to another rule, and they told me I'd throw it back, and so I just said, okay, I'll do that, and I did, and it ended up costing me making the cut. I missed the cut by 3 ounces, and but there was a lot of other things, you know. I mean, yeah. I had four dead fish penalties over the 2 days, and just a lot of different stuff together just was a it didn't help at all. But it was a crazy thing, man. I'll never forget it. I've had fish plop out on the deck, but I mean, this one was full on, like, I don't even know. I guess he was Michael Phelps or whatever, just jumping out. Was a fantastic quick swimmer. Don't know.
Joey Fuentes with us. Did he go out the back or did he go over the side? Because, you know, some guys I've seen, which is, it's kind of cool. I never even thought of doing it. Some guys open up their back battery, you know, where the battery pack is, and open up that back bay just to kind of have a little wall there. You know, they'd have to clear the wall to get out the back, at least.
Yeah, no, it went straight out the side. I mean, wow. Closest you could get to going straight out of the boat. And I mean, it could have jumped any other direction and I would have had the fish. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
if it was
a
little towards the front of the boat, towards my seat or something, I probably wouldn't have cleared it, but it just barely cleared it, man. Went right out of the boat. It's crazy.
Now, so you had to release the fish. You get to keep the call tag, but you got to release the fish. So I heard you telling Dave Mercer this story, and I was laughing, but I was crying because it's a $7,500 deal here, you know. And like you say, there were other things, but still, I mean, you know, it's a $7,500 deal here. You get that fish, and you're in the cut, and then who knows what happens on Saturday. If you had been able to reach down and snag the call tag with your hand, if you were just able, like, oh, well, the fish jumped over the side, you grab the call tag and pull them back into the boat, would that have been a legal fish?
That's what they told me. That's what the tournament director told me. They said, if you would have grabbed it with your hand, we would have let you keep it. And so, yeah, I mean, that was, and it was something that I tried to do, man. I mean,
sure.
I felt like I felt like throwing a lure out there and snagging the fish. I knew the snagging the fish was like a big no-no, but
right.
Like snagging the cold tag, I didn't really think like that would have been too big a deal, but still it was something different. So, you know, we had to call the tournament director, but it is what it is.
So it'll be the Cifuentes rule. Now somebody's going to have to write this rule. I mean, there's all these rules in the book, and then something like this happens and it's like, I don't even know how you write this deal. So say the line breaks, but yet you're able to grab the line, you know, say it's braid and it's like floating and it's snapped right at the thing, and you grab the line and you hand line the fish in. Is that good as far as your understanding?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay.
if your line breaks, and then this is the rule that they applied to my situation, which doesn't really make any sense because it has nothing to do with what happened with me. But yeah, if you break a fish off and you can hand line that fish in, or you can use that same rod, this is what they were pushing towards me, was you can use that same rod to retrieve that line to get the fish in. So if I would have used the same rod that I caught the fish and I would have snagged the cold tag, if that's the case, then that means I would have got to keep the fish.
Really?
Because I would have used that rod. But we didn't even go over that at the moment. Whenever I was fishing, I was so kind of flustered at the time that I didn't even think about it. But yeah, it's a weird deal. They're going to have to make a specific rule for that situation, 100%.
Yeah, I hate it for Chris Bowes to have to actually come up with something like that, because he doesn't want to break the stones of the fishermen. He really doesn't, you know, but that's the way that all came out. Joey Cifuentes with us here. All right, so off to Plattsburgh, Lake Champlain. You finished 11th there last year. You were 17th out of Clayton, which is right near the lake, at the St. Lawrence River. However, just a few weeks before that, you went out of Waddington, where you guys will go this year, and you were 16th against, 200 guys in an open. So you got to feel really comfortable going up north. Yes, you need to win, but talk about Plattsburgh first, because Lake Champlain, it's a great place to make a good check, and yeah, it's not going to get your points all the way up to where you can get in, but certainly you'll take the $100,000 if you win the tournament. They're still going to give you the blue trophy even if you're in 90th place.
Yeah, that's what I'm shooting for. I mean, ultimately, man, I need to have, I've missed out on a lot of money this year making checks, like, and I really need to try and get some of that stuff back. So, making the classic deal, like, that's just out of my mind. I'm just trying to win these last two tournaments. I do feel confident in them, especially, both those fisheries, but, Champlain in particular. I've been fishing there so many times. I know the places that they get. I know, historically over the past two or three years recently, the places that are good and where more than likely the tournament's going to be won. And that can change some, but it's going to be pretty much the same deal. But I'm going to definitely try and look for some outlier stuff that's going to be out there where won't be so much pressure. Cause that's just one thing that I think I mess up a lot of times, and I've messed up this year, is I've just been too hard headed and not, I just don't like to fish around folks a lot. And it's not, it's really just not a good smart move, in making the classic and making points for the year. Cause I did that well last year, actually.
Yeah.
I had the tournaments where I went out and I did, one, and I was doing something different. And then I had the tournaments where I was kind of mixed up in right in the middle of people. And I just kind of toughed it out and did it, So if we find something good out there away from people, that's solid, like, I'm going for the win, 100%.
And just in our last minute, you did fish out of Waddington, and then you fished out of Clayton last year, in a fairly short period of time. How does it change? Is it just a longer boat ride? Are you going to the same grounds? Or when you go out of Waddington, do you have, do you look to stay in the river a little bit?
No. Well, if the circumstances were different as far as my points were, and I had a chance to make the classic and I was just wanting to make sure, I had a top 20 or something like that, I would fish in the river, just because I know where the big ones live in there, and I know I could make a top 20 in there in the river. But I'm going to go, I'm
taking
a
the
long
ride.
Boat ride. The only difference is yeah, the only difference is the boat ride and the two locations, Clayton and Waddington. That's it. And I'm making a long boat ride.
Yeah, I hear you, man. Well, listen, good luck up there. We appreciate you being a good sport about everything that's happened this year. And I'm sure you'll bounce right back. Who knows? You'll be right back in the top 10 next year in AIOI. And go get them. Go win that deal at St. Lawrence. Make the classic. That'd be really, really cool. Joey Cifuentes has been our guest. Thanks, Joey.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
He's a good guy. He's a good guy. I mean, a lot of guys would say, you know what, I'm sucking this year, I don't want to talk to you. But he jumped on board with us, and we had some fun with it. And hopefully we all learned something about that goofy thing that happened at Smith Lake. I mean, that's just nuts. All right, we'll get a break in here. We'll come back and wrap it up next. It's Phoenix Boats Bassmaster Radio on the Bassmaster Radio Network.
Looking for a cruise vacation? Cruise.com is offering its exclusive sale of the year to all listeners to this station. Every major cruise line, including Royal Caribbean, Carnival, Princess, MSC, and more, are on sale now. Call 1-800-430-7924 and book one of these deals while supplies last. Cruises start from as low as $39 per person per day. There isn't a better vacation value to places like Alaska, Europe, the Caribbean, South America, and more. Call one of the largest cruise specialists in the world at 1-800-430-7924. We'll find you a vacation that includes drinks, Wi-Fi, excursions, and more. Call 1-800-430-7924. Again, that's 1-800-430-7924. Space is limited. Don't miss your opportunity to book the best deal of the year. That's 1-800-430-7924. Sponsored by Cruise.com.
At Phoenix Boats, everyone has a passion for bass fishing. From the founder and Elite Series pro Gary Klaus, down to the guy who affixes the final decal. Gary says, this passion has shaped our lives and it has brought about many of the fishing features that you see on the Phoenix today. Our goal is to make every boat that goes out the door the best fishing platform it can be in both design and construction for our customers. When I toured the plant, it was clear that Phoenix uses only the highest quality materials and that the craftsmanship was second to none. I'm Tom Abraham, and I too run a Phoenix boat and am extremely proud to carry the Phoenix logo on my gear. I've known Gary Klaus since he started the company, and what he, Teresa Johnson, and the rest of the team at Phoenix Boats have created is truly remarkable. The highest quality boats, built by anglers, for anglers. This isn't just a saying, it's a passion at Phoenix. View the entire lineup at phoenixboats.com and get started on yours today. Take it from me, it's time to experience the Phoenix difference.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495, 800-788-1495, 800-788-1495, that's 800-788-1495.
Thank you for listening to Phoenix Boats Bassmaster Radio on Sports Byline USA and the Bassmaster Radio Network.
The final segment of Phoenix Boats Bassmaster Radio is brought to you by Omnia Fishing. With Omnia Pro, you can look at each lake's unique structure and the current water and weather conditions to see what kind of approach makes the most sense. Now, Omnia Pro members can see current conditions, including like water temp and grass and other conditions on thousands of lakes throughout the country on the Omnia Fishing mobile app. Now, how would you like the ability to sort your waypoints by lake or date and record additional content such as current weather or water temp or clarity? Omnia's new waypoint management tools allow you to do all of this and more. Bring Omnia along on your next trip and create new dots with a single tap. We'll set up a dot for you based on your current location. Omnia has unlimited private waypoint storage so that you can create as many as you like without having to worry about running out of space. Now, Pro membership is only $49 for the entire year and includes unlimited access to map layers from your phone, plus free shipping on all orders and 10% credit back on purchases. So you get loyalty credits even on sale items. And it gets even better. Go to omniafishing.com/bass to save 20% on membership today just for listening to Bassmaster Radio. So you save $10 on that $49 Omnia Pro membership simply by going to omniafishing.com bass.com/bass. Now let's take a look at the Minn Kota quest for the EQ AOY with three events left. The new quest series of dual 24-36 volt brushless trolling motors was designed for anglers who demand the best from their equipment, even in the harshest environments. With a programmable foot pedal, re-engineered motor and mount, more advanced GPS functionality than ever, and an eco mode to extend battery life, the only thing this motor won't do is quit. Easton Fothergill continues to lead the way, but only by 1 point over Dakota Ebert, who is in second. Cody Meyer sits in third. Tucker Smith, who joined us today, is fourth. Jack York is fifth. Evan Kung is in sixth. Andrew Loberg sits in seventh. Bobby Bakewell is eighth. And in the final transfer spot, it's Matt Adams. He is in ninth, but only by one slim point over Emil Wagner. And now is your chance to win a Toyota Tacoma TRD off-road double cab in Bassmasters Hit the Trail promotion. Just go to bassmaster.com/sweepstakes to enter daily through September 19th. So until next time, keep those lines tight and nets heavy. I'm Tom Abraham, and this has been Phoenix Boats Bassmaster Radio on the Bassmaster Radio Network.